100 engaging text conversation starters for every situation. Menu, US dating support blog about Press Wiki advertise with us timey in person. Get the app blog love and intimacy from first message to real chemistry. Table of contents CTA card. Contact us. Love and intimacy. From first message to real chemistry written by Alan Shin. Last updated, December 17, 2025, 14 minutes read text conversation starters to have you chatting like old friends. Sue, you like someone, not in the abstract, Pinterest quote, sort of way, but in the very specific, heart-jangling way that makes a simple text conversation feel like a tiny high-stakes expedition. And yes, in this age where a single text message can either spark a great conversation or dissolve into small talk dust, you're trying to jumpstart something that feels real. You want good conversation starters that don't sound like recycled scripts. You want conversation starters that don't betray how nervous you are. You want conversation starters for texting that don't make you cringe at your younger self. You've probably noticed how much simpler it feels to flirt behind a screen. Technology lets you practice without worrying about in-person conversation timing, or whether your twitching body will expose every secret talent of anxiety you possess. Text conversations are the digital rehearsal rooms of modern love, where a question about a favorite movie can lead to a fun plans for second date, where a conversation starter can accidentally reveal someone's favorite childhood memory or their guilty pleasure shows. You're talking to someone you actually want to impress. Someone whose first impression still lingers, like a song playing quietly under your thoughts. Someone who might share their dream job, their love language, the most embarrassing thing from last night, their proudest accomplishment from the past year, or even what they read recently. You're looking for replies that feel fun and human, not pre-programmed. Making a great first impression. Why conversation starters matter. Liking someone instantly transforms a simple text conversation into a tiny emotional laboratory. A place where good conversation starters do far more than break ice. They quietly set the entire temperature of the connection. The right question, the right text message, the right moment, it all shapes whether things drift into small talk fog or grow into the kind of great conversation that actually feels alive. Conversation starters, especially the text conversation starters people rely on in the late hours when courage feels miniature, function like little magnetic probes. They search for common ground. They hint at genuine interest. They reveal whether a crush will steer clear of anything beyond fun exchanges and light banter. Many relationship experts argue that thoughtful conversation starters for texting increase trust and emotional connection. They help open doors to mental health honesty, love language clarity, and those oddly specific stories, childhood confessions, worst date revelations, hidden talents, first concert nostalgia, etc. These small openings build familiarity. They help define success in early communication long before an in-person conversation or a first date ever happens. And in a digital era where first impression chemistry often get delayed, conversation starters carry the romance forward. They let attraction warm up slowly and offer a way to practice intimacy through words alone, a soft rehearsal before first sight tension, before a spontaneous road trip, before sharing your favorite meal with someone. Great conversation starters for texting. Avoid small talk, easy, icebreaker questions. Sometimes the situation is absurdly delicate. Exchanged numbers earlier today, adrenaline still floating around from that first meeting, and now a text conversation sits blinking like a tiny doorway. And this is exactly where conversation starters do their quiet magic. These are the questions that feel harmless on the surface but can, strangely enough, jumpstart genuine interest when used with the right person. Light conversation starters are perfect for moments when the romance hasn't fully clarified itself yet, new friend energy, almost flirting, almost something. We recommend feather light starters like asking about a favorite movie, a guilty pleasure TV show, or whether someone is a morning person or a night owl. Oddly, these simple prompts often work better than anything elaborate because they sneak around the defenses your younger self might have relied on during an in-person conversation. Over text, these same icebreakers become even more effective because technology lets the stakes shrink. No body language to decode, no pressure to keep it light through awkward small talk, no frantic scanning of the room for common ground. Just a clean, contained space where a single question can feel like a soft landing. Examples that tend to work ridiculously well in early texting. What's your go-to favorite food when life feels chaotic? A gentle way to ask about comfort without demanding emotional excavation. What's the last thing you read recently or heard recently that made you laugh? Opens the door to hidden talents, humor, and follow-up questions. If your life had a theme song today, what would it be? Unusual enough to be memorable, easy enough for anyone to answer. What would your warning label say? Chaotic, useful, a little flirty, always hits. These easy conversation starters slip into a text conversation without demanding profundity. Things stay airy without feeling empty, eccentric without slipping into chaos, and they open a small, comfortable pocket of room for someone to share about themselves. The exchange feels natural rather than invasive. Used well, they become tiny bridges. The kind that transport the dialogue from small talk to something closer to great conversation. All while quietly preparing the ground for deeper questions later. The kind involving values, dream job ambitions, first concert stories, or even a hypothetical zombie apocalypse scenario. Text-friendly, easy conversation starters. Conversation starters that actually work over text occupy a little corner of modern romance. It is the territory where someone is near enough to spark that quiet electrical buzz in your mind, yet distant enough that every syllable must travel through a glowing rectangle before it reaches them. There's something about the slowness, the pacing, the odd intimacy of typing instead of speaking that lets things blossom in unexpected ways. These text conversation starters are perfect when the connection is in that almost something stage. The stage where someone has said one thing that stuck with you all day, or mentioned a friend who shaped their life, or casually referenced their first ever kiss as if it weren't lethal information. And because technology gives everything a delay, light, quirky, slightly sideways questions often work better here than the classic fun conversation starters you'd use during mini golf or a group hangout. Some examples that tend to behave beautifully over text. What's one thing you learned recently that totally altered the way you think about life? Deep enough to be interesting. Gentle enough to avoid interrogating someone's soul at 10 p.m. If I handed you an extra ticket to a concert, who's the first person, besides me, obviously, you'd bring? Flirty, revealing, opens a tiny window into family members, friend dynamics, and priorities. Describe your day in 3 words, but make them strangely specific. Lets a person be playful without any pressure. Great for follow-up conversation. What's your go-to comfort rewatch when things feel weird? A softer alternative to asking about embarrassing memories or diving into deep conversation starters too early. Alternatively, you could ask if they have go-to movies for movie nights. If your role model and your younger self both gave you advice this week, what do you think they'd say? A little wild, a little profound, works far better in writing than face-to-face. Quick, insert topic you know nothing about. What's the one chaotic opinion you have about it? This one creates instant fun without needing context. What's the best compliment you've ever gotten? The one that sounded true. Reveals values, vulnerability, the soft underbelly of someone's personality. Which famous person would you absolutely refuse to answer phone calls from? Absurdity always opens people up. Text-friendly starters succeed because they keep things simple while still carrying the potential for deepening connection. They give room for silence. They let a person respond between errands, during commutes, or right after they've heard something interesting. These exchanges keep a connection moving at a steady, natural pace. They help sustain that gentle, ongoing, love conversation, the kind that unfolds across days and late-night chats, and slowly guides things towards something real without forcing or speeding anything up. Deep conversation starters, prepping for the first date. Some conversations don't tiptoe, they ripple, they tug, they shift the air, and deep conversation starters, when used with someone who already feels like a possible chapter of your life, can transform ordinary conversation into something textured, something that actually means something. These are not the questions you fling around casually. They're the ones you send after you've heard enough small details to sense the deeper architecture beneath their fun exterior. Deep starters work well when the connection already means you both love talking to each other. Maybe there's a shared sense of humor, a gentle comfort, a go-to way the two of you converse about life without even realizing it. Maybe they've told you one thing about their family members that made you pause. Maybe they've mentioned a role model who shaped who they became. Whatever the catalyst, these prompts help the conversation expand beyond surface temperature. Examples that tend to open that quiet, meaningful door. What's one thing from your bucket list that feels less like a thrill and more like a necessary piece of your life story? Not just adventure, intention. Who's a role model you don't talk about often, and what's the key takeaway they left you with? A question that reveals the scaffolding of someone's character. What's the hardest truth you've heard in the recently that actually made your life softer? A gentle way to explore growth without forcing vulnerability. If you had to describe the person you're becoming, what would be the first word, not the perfect word, that comes to mind? Imperfect answers are usually the most honest. Which part of your childhood still influences your go-to decisions today? Subtle, nostalgic, grounding. When you think about your favorite family members, what's the lesson they taught you without ever saying it out loud? Memory as a map. What's one thing you believe about love or connection that younger adults around you might find strange? A soft way to get them to name their philosophy. Deep questions create space. They don't pressure someone to answer quickly or perfectly. Instead, they invite them to take their time, explore their own mind, and share at a pace that feels natural. They create a conversation that stretches, curls, loops back, leaving both people with key takeaways instead of surface noise. And when used with care, these starters have a quiet, unmistakable effect. They move a budding connection from fun to meaningful without losing the spark that made the talking begin in the first place. Flirty, romantic starters. Flirty openers are small, harmless lines until they land on the right person. Then they create warmth and possibility. They're meant for that early romantic phase where everything feels unclear but exciting, and where conversation feels like discovering a new angle of yourself. They stay light, but they also gently signal that something deeper might be starting. Flirty questions work because they're subtle. They don't force, they linger, hint, let tension stretch. They build a closeness both familiar and electric, like best friends with sparks. The right question quietly uncovers wants, fears, hopes, and the secret rules of love someone carries. Here are flirty starters that tend to open doors without kicking them down. What's the sweetest compliment someone could give you that isn't about looks? A gentle way to explore desires without turning the lights too bright. What's one thing you notice first when you start liking someone? A playful, safe peek into their attraction blueprint. If we were on a casual walk and I tried to hold your hand, what do you think your go-to reaction would be? Teasing. Soft. Impossible to ignore. Tell me the story of your first kiss, only in 3 sentences, no cheating. Short, sweet, nostalgic, and slightly charged. Who in your family members would immediately guess you're talking to someone new? Flirts indirectly by implying you matter. If life were a movie, what would be the exact moment the love interest realizes they're falling? A sideways way of asking what makes romance feel real to them. What would your friends say is the funniest thing about you whenever you start crushing on someone? Reveals their quirks and self-awareness. What's the most romantic thing on your bucket list that you'd only want to do with someone you genuinely like? Subtle, suggestive, deep without being heavy. Who's a role model for the kind of relationship you want? Not perfect, but real? A romantic question wrapped in emotional grounding. These flirty conversation starters keep things light, but the undertone is unmistakable. Interest, curiosity, possibility. They turn simple chats into something with texture. They lean toward connection without rushing the moment, hint at attraction without forcing confession, and let both people step closer at a pace that feels safe, warm, and strangely inevitable. Engineering connection with good conversation starters. Good conversations don't happen by accident. They take root because two people choose to arrive with genuine curiosity, a measure of bravery, and the readiness to speak in truths rather than polished performances. And in a world where so many beginnings unfold, the sight of your first exchange carries its own quiet weight, shaping the connection as much as the sentences you send. That is why so many people end up on Timee. It offers a pocket of space where texting feels unforced, where the stakes drop, and where you can sense quickly if someone matches the cadence of your personality. If you want a place that makes beginning a chat feel easy and keeping it alive even easier, Timee is honestly one of the strongest starting points you can choose. Sometimes all it takes is the right message sent in the right place. Timee gives you that place. Author Alan Shin, share, related post, love and intimacy, fighting couples, is this a, yikes? Alan Shin, February 23, 2026. 16 minutes read, love and intimacy, dating trans women, the upside. Alan Shin, December 17, 2025. 21 minutes read, love and intimacy, throuples, non-monogamy, and dating multiple partners. Alan Shin, December 17, 2025. 7 minutes read, copyright 2026 Timee. All rights reserved. Dating, gay dating, bisexual dating, lesbian dating, queer dating, transgender dating, asexual dating, pansexual dating. Polyamorous dating company about LGBTQA plus wiki. Contact us. Your safety matters blog. Support safety tips. Automated decision making. Timee. Law enforcement guide. Chat. Gay chat. Bisexual chat. Lesbian chat. Transgender chat. Legal cookie policy. Privacy policy. Consumer health data privacy policy. Subscription terms. Terms of service. Safety reporting. Hashtag Timeeshare. Your privacy choices. Request sent. Thank you for your request. Our support team will contact you shortly.